feliz día.
The gym is rocking. The players are warming up. It's time for the High School Hoops pregame show. Brought to you by Bowman & Associates, Fashion Furniture, A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, Roger Dunn Golf Shops, FFB Bank, Pioneer Equipment, Thiessen Duker, Madera Toyota Chevrolet, Precision Civil Engineering, Mayonnaise, Donald P. Dick, Valley Athletics, and California Business Machines.
That is right. Hey, high school hoops in November. Go figure, but it's a big occasion tonight at San Joaquin Memorial as the Jalen Green jersey retirement ceremony just wrapped up. Phil Bonatti alongside Paul Metters here for what should be a good game between San Joaquin Memorial and Bakersfield High. We are going to have Jalen Green on momentarily, but Paul, great ceremony, a lot of fun stories from Coach, and it's great to be honoring an athlete that's so fantastic for the central section.
Yeah, I've seen a few high-level basketball games inside this gym, but my gosh, the energy right now, Phil, is palpable as Jalen Green's ceremony just ended right now. Coach Brad Rosnowski had a good time with him. Jalen Green's coming over right now, Phil. We're going to do a quick interview with him. Just an incredible ceremony. His jersey's going to be up there in the rafters. So, Jalen, nice to meet you. Here we go. Here's a headset for you. So Jalen, fresh off of the ceremony and having his jersey retired. Here he is, Phil.
Jalen, great to have you on the air, and yes, congratulations. Sir. What an honor, right?
Amazing.
Get the jersey retired.
It's a real moment.
Tell me the memories flooding back to you as you walk into this gym and think about all the ball you played over the years.
Man,
here.
This gym holds a lot of memories, a lot of buckets. a lot of hustle, grind, motivation. So just coming back in here means the world to me, seeing my old teammates, my old coaches. Like, it's just, I feel the love right now. It feels good.
Absolutely.
So when you walked into the gym that time, I was right in front of you guys. You brought Phoenix Suns and a lot of people.
Yeah.
What sort of memories flooded your mind right away when you walked in and saw all the people in here?
Just all the friendships that I made here. The friendships that are still going on to this day. Just the hard work, the grind. You know, everything that I put into basketball, it really all started here in Fresno and SAM, so I'm just happy to be back.
Tell me a little bit about the Central Valley Pride, just from the basketball standpoint. It seems like this area is growing, and how much pride you have in representing the Central Valley when you go through your NBA journey?
A lot of pride representing the Valley, especially just because, you know, I feel like we're looked over, and, you know, any kid, whatever you are focused on, whatever you're trying to accomplish, you know, you could chase that dream. It's possible. You could do it being here. It's not just a crab in a barrel. You can work hard. You can put your mind to it. You can achieve it. So
Roz was saying you get your choice of where you're putting the jersey up. You want to point to exactly where it's going. Where'd you choose?
I got two spots right now.
Right.
So I got right there, or I might put over the student section, because we had the student section lit when I was here.
I like that spot right
that
there,
spot,
right?
That spot might be
front
good,
center, right?
Yeah,
walking in, see it right there.
Yeah,
I like
that
it.
That might be a good spot right there, though.
All right.
Well, certainly. Jalen, it's great to have you here, and I hope you enjoy the game. This team's going to be pretty good this year, too.
That's
so
what I heard. That's what I
heard.
Yeah,
they got some guys as well.
I'm excited to watch the game. My team here, they're about to watch a little bit of it, too. And yeah, I'm happy this was able to get done tonight. Cool.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck the rest of the season for you. Be sure to heal up,
yes,
and
sir.
Hope
Thank
rehab
you.
Goes well for you.
Thank
and
you,
enjoy the game tonight, Jalen. Appreciate you taking some time for us.
You got some autographs to sign, too,
Absolutely.
It looks like.
All right, Jalen Green here on 1430 ESPN. All right, let's take a break. They're going to get everything settled in here in the gym. We're going to try to defend ourselves against the crowd around us. We got basketball coming up. We're going to talk about it next here on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN Fresno is brought to you by Bowman & Associates, Fashion Furniture, and Roger Dunn Golf Shops.
All right. Basketball is to be played in about 15 minutes or so, and San Joaquin Memorial and Bakersfield getting set to clash here on the opening night of basketball here in the central section for these two teams. Of course, it's kind of the opening week for a lot of the teams in the central section. First of all, We want to thank everybody who coordinated that Jalen Green interview with you past the break. If you do miss that interview, which was a really, really good, insightful interview, you can listen back on our website to our broadcast. Or, I don't know if I have the authority to say this or not, maybe he can text me, Jorge can text me. I do believe we are streaming on YouTube tonight.
On the YouTube.
Potentially,
I think so.
You can scrub back and listen back there. It's got a DVR feature. If not, though, you can listen to it right there on 1430 ESPN. Paul, first of all, I don't know if we've ever done a week where we had basketball and football in the same
right?
week, but we're ready to test our sports chops here tonight, and the start of a very busy week for us on 1430 tonight with this game. And first of all, hard to believe basketball season's starting. I know this is kind of these games where you tune up and get ready to go, and this is certainly exciting to see how these teams are looking after all these practices. You know, we hear a lot about these different teams, but now we see it for real tonight. Tell me a little bit about just opening week of basketball week. You played some basketball in your day, so you know the jitters, the emotions around a week like this.
Well, I mean, first of all, yeah, basketball kind of snuck up on us a little bit. But when we got that text message that this was going to be a real thing with Jalen Green coming in, we're like, hey, we got to be here for this opener. So, yeah, a few games have opened up this week. Hey, you know, you work hard during the summer. It's like every sport, right? You work hard during the summer. You go here, you go there. You have team bonding. You start the practice. You ramp up the practice, and you got a certain date circled, right? And tonight's the night for Bakersfield and San Joaquin Memorial. A lot of the other teams in the Central Section are beginning this week as well. So, you know, it's the beginning of a what can seem like a long season for a lot of people, but the years go by really, really fast, and here we are with Parker Spees, who we're going to be talking a lot about. We've been watching him since his freshman year, and here he is as a senior, you know, grown to a 6'3" to 6'9" from his freshman year to here. So, you know, just lots of fun stories like that are going to be happening this basketball season. But as far as getting on the court, participating in a game that counts as opposed to scrimmages and practices and all that stuff, hey, both these teams are really excited about this opportunity. You know, a lot of pop and circumstance, obviously, before the game. And, hey, they're going to be tipping off in about 11 and a half minutes right now. But, hey, basketball's season is here for the next few months, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, the road to Selland, I guess, can begin early for us here tonight. That's an exciting thing to say here, Paul, is a late February certainly feels a far way off, but it definitely does not. It definitely feels like it'll get to us sooner rather than later. All right, so let's set it up for tonight in terms of this game as we talk about both teams. You, of course, are familiar with the San Joaquin Memorial squad. San Joaquin Memorial, a team that was in the playoffs a year ago, eliminated by the ever so formidable St. Joseph's team that ended up winning that title last year at Selland Arena. But this is a team. There's a lot of promise with this group. Coach Brad telling me that this is the highest ranked he's seen them in Cal High sports at 21 overall in the state of California. There is a lot of hype around what this squad can be, even despite losing what was an all-time player with Julius Olorunwanju. But there's some other players that are ready to shine for this Panther squad.
No, absolutely. You're talking about his young sophomore brother. So a few things. That 21 ranking by Cal High Sports is nothing to be sneezed at, right? So what I love about Cal High Sports is they actually go to games, they evaluate, they talk to a lot of coaches, they watch a lot of summer basketball. So that's not a frivolous ranking. It's like, oh, I heard Memorial's going to have a good team. Yeah, let's put them at 21 in the state. No, that is a hard evaluation. You mentioned a coach Ross saying, hey, that's the highest preseason rank they've ever had in school history. You're talking about that state championship team. You're talking about Jalen Green's teams as well. And it's not by accident. I was able to check out their practice yesterday. I watched about 45 minutes of it. And there's just a few things that stood out with this team. And Ross was talking about the cohesiveness. And I saw that on a court. Them being able to share the basketball. You know, there's going to be a guy, you know, there's probably going to be a 20-point scorer for them this year, but it doesn't matter who leads the team in scoring or rebounds or assists. It's about the team first, and that's one of the things that stands out with this Memorial basketball team this year.
You know, it's interesting where it all kind of replaces to it. Is the number one question how they're going to replace Mr. 2000, one of the many 2000, or the few 2000 point getters in terms of that? And we've heard all those great things about, you know, Dominic Oladipo. I actually joked with Brown. I guess I'm going to have to practice the name a little bit more to kind of roll up. But if you're that good, I guess I know how to say it. I heard rumor they beat St. Joe's in a little scrimmage. Who knows what you take with that?
What are those secret scrimmages?
Secret scrimmages. You know, they beat St. Joe's in that game. Who knows how much players show up for that one? They do have an interesting schedule, Paul, when you look at the San Joaquin Memorial Panthers. They go down and get Mission College Prep, and then the next day they get St. Joe's down there. They've got some interesting opponents in the late stretch of the season, playing at a De La Salle little invitational and MLK Day down there.
Jerry Tarkanian Classic and the Damian Classic. Big ones.
Brad was talking about how impressive their bracket, side of the bracket, is going to be. He's got tests all over the schedule, and I wonder how do you feel about a flow of a schedule like this for a team that feels like there's a lot of hype around it, and they're going to be tested throughout, even in league play?
Well, you know, if you want to be the best, you got to play the best. And that's the angle that a lot of these high-level coaches, high-level programs around the Central Section, that's the angle that they take. And they're not afraid to play anybody. They want to see how they measure up against some of the best teams in the state. Because when it comes to playoff time, right, the goal is always to get to Cellon Arena and win that championship and make some noise in the state tournament. And when you're playing different teams from up and down the state, if you go NorCal, right, there's a certain style of basketball that's played in NorCal, certain style of basketball that's played in SoCal. So when you're able to, you know, showcase your talent and see how you measure up against these teams and in these different styles, you might see some zone defense, you might see some up and down offense, you know, Vance Wahlberg style. You might see all those types of looks from other teams, and you want to be prepared for late in the season, and that's what Coach Ross has done. I like that schedule. We're gonna have some trouble following them around a little bit. I know they're gonna win the Clovis West tournament, so we're able to see them there. But we're gonna have to keep up with them on social media and get those texts from Coach Ross after the games how they do. But yeah, I like that schedule that they have.
I think there's a Bullard game maybe
Bullard or two.
You know, a little classic rivalry between those two. But Paul, outside of this game, as we start this week of basketball and of course with football wrapping up, a little overlap with it. But let's just give me the big picture look at what the Central Section is coming into this year. If you've got is it an interesting year in terms of maybe some unknowns, some of these teams? You know, you had some seniors leave, a lot of these different squads. Feels like every squad in the Fresno Clovis area lost a guy, but there's a look at who could be replacing them from the back end of those rosters. So does that make this year a little more interesting in terms of who's going to come out on top?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're talking about St. Joe's as we watch four straight San Joaquin Memorials, quote-unquote, dunk the basketball in warm-ups. That was fun to see. You know, you got St. Joe's who is playing a national-level schedule. You talk about San Joaquin Memorial. They're going out of country twice this year.
Yeah.
They're ranked 10th. Obviously, they lost Tunde Yesufu, who's doing a really good job at Baylor. My gosh, and some of the draft projections from him. So he's probably the next great NBA player besides Jalen Green that's coming out of the Central Section. St. Joe's 10, San Joaquin Memorial, we mentioned, is 21. Bakersfield Christian's got a good team this year. Coach Brown does an amazing job down there. They're ranked 35th in the state by Cal High Sports. And then you got Clovis North, right? Don't forget about them. They returned some really good players as well. They're probably the fourth best team right now, preseason ranked number 40 in the Central Section. And, you know, there's usually a sleeper team that comes up, like Buchanan last year. They made it all the way to the section final. So, you know, there's no shortage of talent in the section this year. We're excited to, you know, watch a few of these teams and showcase all the great players.
Yeah. Yeah, we are excited to see how this all starts. Ready to roll. Brad just came over to make sure
we're taken care of.
4 minutes and 30 seconds before this game, he's thinking about us.
Brad, you got a game to coach. You got a game to win here.
All right, well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have anthem, tip-off, all that wonderful stuff. High school hoops on a Wednesday night. San Joaquin Memorial, Bakersfield High. Should be a lot of fun tonight. Stay with us. We'll be right back on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
It's time for High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN Fresno. Central Section Basketball is brought to you by Bowman & Associates, Fashion Furniture, A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, Roger Dunn Golf Shops, FFB Bank, Pioneer Equipment, Thiessen Duker, Madera Toyota Chevrolet, Precision Civil Engineering, Mayonnaise, Donald P. Dick, Valley Athletics, and California Business Machines. Tip-off is next.
That is right. High School Hoops in November. You are listening correctly. Yes, it is minutes away, if not just a minute away from getting this one rolling here on 1430 ESPN. San Joaquin Memorial, Bakersfield High, ready to go in terms of their opening game tonight. Yes, no wins, no losses here on the record. It is a clean slate for two teams that are ready to make it happen on the hardwood. And we're excited to get this thing ready to roll. Just the final little bits of warm-ups here. And Paul Metters alongside me with, my name's Phil Benani, Paul Metters here. Yes, that's how we go. Set to tip it off here. And Paul, last thoughts before we see these two teams play tonight.
Well, we're excited, first of all, to bring you high school action. This gym is really loud right now. Hey, a few guys that I'm really looking forward to playing. I mentioned Parker Spees, watching him from his freshman year. He is a high-level recruit. Signed with UC Irvine. The dude's got a 4.4 GPA. So the academics is definitely taken care of. But, man, he is quite a basketball player. 6'9", could do a little bit of everything. We've seen his defense. We've seen him rebound. We've seen him block shots. We've seen him hit threes. We've seen him dunk the basketball. He's as well-rounded and as tall a player as we've seen in the Central Valley for a long time. Maybe there's some good players around him. Ty Shock is a great player as a junior. Jackson Silverstone is also a junior. You mentioned Dominic Olorewaju. He is a sophomore. I saw him with a monster duck in that practice I was able to watch last night. Sajan Sadu, he's another guy I've watched for 4 years. Talented point guard, 6'4". He's going to get this offense going. He could dunk as well. He's a good shooter. So a lot of offense, a lot of really good defensive players on the Memorial side as well. As far as Bakersfield, right, don't know a whole lot about him. One of their best players, Rashawn Sheehy's son, is playing in the Valley Championship football game against Bakersfield Christian on Friday. So he's not able to participate in tonight's game. But, hey, talking to Coach Brad Rozowski about this Drillers team, they're going to be active. They're going to try to push the action a little bit as well. They have some good athletes that they're worried about.
Well, we'll look forward to this action getting rolling here tonight. Tip up momentarily coming soon here, but we got both teams lining up on the court here, ready to listen to the national anthem as we go through the PA announcements. Of course, we will listen in to the anthem, and then we will give starting lineups for both teams as now the capacity crowd rises to their feet and is ready to listen to this national anthem. We will listen in with them here at the tip-off of this basketball game. Here we go. Here's the national anthem. First, they are going to lead with prayer, and then the national anthem here at San Joaquin Memorial. We will listen in for the prayer and the anthem now. All right. That's the anthem there. Elias Sablin leading the crowd into prayer and then into the anthem tonight. And here we go with our starting lineup, starting with San Joaquin Memorial. And we will have number 10, Ty Schalk, number 11, Parker Spees, number 13, Jackson Silverstrom, number 14, Dominic Olenrowanju, and number 21, Sajan Sadu. Paul, it's a formidable lineup to start this night for sure. And this is one we may be seeing for a lot of this season under Coach Rosnowski.
Yeah, that, the announcing the starters for both teams right now. Excitement in the gym. What a great first game that we're broadcasting here on 1430 ESPN. The first of many. Student section obviously is here as well. Hey, even look at the scissor lift to our right. I think they're going to have some. I think they're going to turn off the lights.
Got a lighting right here. Up there
we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, there goes my ability to read the roster. But a great lineup for Memorial, as yes. They're about to announce. And let's go quickly through the Bakersfield Drillers, who are going to start 5 men as well. Cameron Owens is number 1. Number 10, Cade Johnson. Number 12, Kayshawn Black. Number 13, Amari Brown. Number 23, Rise Niles rounds out this lineup. Bakersfield, a team, had a decent season last year. Decent record. Hoping to continue off of it. You don't know much about these teams until they play. That's why it's game one, Paul, and it's going to be interesting to see how much this Drillers team can keep up with San Joaquin Memorial from what you know from San Joaquin Memorial's perspective and how they play. What has Bakersfield got to do to limit the damage tonight from this formidable Panther squad?
Yeah, well, looking on right now, they got decent size. They're going to have to keep them in front. Talking about Sajan Sadu, Parker Spees. He isn't a traditional post player. During your interview with Coach Brad, right back in the day, 15 years ago, right, if you're 6'9", you're staying inside the key, but that's not going to be the case. So they got to keep him off the boards. They're going to have to rebound, talking about Bakersfield. But in transition, they're going to have to play really well defensively to slow down this Memorial team.
All right, I got the lineups. No stats to go off of here, Paul. It's going to be fresh zeros across the board. We'll see who starts with a great average tonight. 8 minutes on the clock for a quarter of basketball to start. A total of 32 minutes. I did my mental math of basketball
good
tonight.
For you. And the old 8 times 4.
Exactly.
Or you could go 16 plus 16.
Or 16 times 2. However,
lots of ways you can look at it.
A lot of ways.
All right.
You were in a seminar earlier about
that. I was. My gosh. Yeah. And I got to say, most of the seminar today I was at, I was thinking about this basketball night. I ain't going to lie.
In the middle of the midcourt here, ready to tip it off. Amari Brown's going to go up against Parker Spees. We're going to be learning the names as we go. As it tipped away up to Sadu, up the court. He's going to try to throw it from out of bounds, and he stepped out of bounds, and a turnover right away.
So yeah, sorry, Sadu just stepped out of bounds. Or might have been pushed a little bit, but, first possession, a turnover for the Panthers.
So now handling the ball, Cade Johnson, number 10 for Bakersfield, who gives it to Kayshawn Black inside dribbling. This is teammate Cameron Owens traveled as he was driving in. He got hung up with a couple of defenders, and it's a turnover back to Memorial.
Well, the offense at Bakersfield at least showed on that first possession. A little bit of weave on top, screen on top, and try to get some action going.
Here's a look at Ty Schalk, who comes with some speed down the far sideline. He's double-teamed near the key. Bounces it to Sadu between the legs. Sadu rises up, and a foul, and we're looking to call.
Calling a charge.
And I think they're going to call a charge on Sajan Sadu. And, yes, it is offensive foul. No basket, and it's Drillers basketball.
Yeah, I thought he actually was the defender wasn't set, was leaning and right under the basket. But, nonetheless, it's a charge on Sadu.
Owens over to Johnson. Johnson, three-pointer well off. Offensive board inside. Fighting hard is Niles, who rises up and puts the points on the board for the Drillers tonight.
And so the defense that Bakers were playing, it was a man-to-man defense, and they had a trapping opportunity. That's exactly what they did.
Shock bringing up the basketball. And the point, he's got a push from Owens on the tight defense near the midcourt, and it's going to be a foul on him, his first. One foul each. A minute in, 2-0 Drillers here against San Joaquin Memorial. Silverstrom going to inbound.
And remember, Phil, I was reminded when I walked into this gym, there's not a lot of room between that front row and the basketball court.
Gets it to Spies at the midcourt, who hands it to Schalk, who's now going to bring it over into the half court for San Joaquin Memorial. Makes the hand up to the baseline to Olarawaju. Fakes the shot. Now dribbles away. Pull up mid-range jumper. Just too long. Going on the offensive board with Silverstrom, who stepped on the baseline. Out of bounds. Bakersfield basketball.
I'm actually impressed, Phil. We mentioned we don't know a lot about this Bakersfield Driller basketball team, but they're playing at a pretty high level for the first minute and a half.
There's some decent after length it. Here. They're going after the boards and making it tough for this Panther squad a minute and a half in. Owens inside and now out to Black. Black trying to pass it inside to Niles. Pressing it back out to Owens. He thought about the three and he's fouled as a reach-in from Schalk. As he commits his first, Cameron Owens draws it. Inbounding it over to the near sideline is Kay Johnson. Back to Owens, who now has the basketball, dribbling with 30 on the shot clock. Screen set, he'll move to the left. Double team potential. Spies lays off. Owens on the far sideline. Now inside pass. Tough lay-in. Kay Johnson with the right hand. 4-0. Drillers. Sadu now bringing it up from the point. He's dribbling inside. Now pulls up. Finds Silverstrom inside. Quick defense. Pull-up jumper in the key. Off the back iron. Rebound. Bakersfield. Gilman with numbers. Johnson would see out the other way. Lays it up. No good. Short. Fight for the rebound. It's out of bounds. Tipped off of the Drillers. It's Memorial basketball.
Yeah, Parker Spies has yet to touch the ball on offense. Need to get him involved. Get him a couple touches.
Schalk now with the inbound, and he brings it up dribbling to that Memorial M in the midcourt. 2.5 in, 4-0 Drillers. Olarawaju on the left side, now to Spies, who immediately gives it to Schalk. Olarawaju now with two men on him. Now he spins as Drillers laid off of him, and he fouled the basket, and Memorial on the board. Dangerous on the near sideline with Owens, who nearly stepped on the line. Gives it to Niles, back to Owens, who stands up right at the free throw line. Shot, fouled by Schalk. That's two quick fouls for Ty Schalk.
Yeah, that one was pretty obvious. Never foul a jump shooter. About a 13 foul as well, about a 14 footer. They're not, yeah, looks like they're lining up to take it out of bounds. That's two. I go back to the first bucket of the season for San Joaquin Memorial. Olarawaju got the ball on the block, threw a nice little pump fake, got his guy up in the air and made a reverse layup.
First points of the board goes to an Olarawaju. Go figure. Free throw good. The KFC bucket there for Cameron Owens. 5-2 Bakersfield. One more to go.
Yeah, so shot coming out of the game. And number 24, Jaden Johnson, a freshman who San Joaquin Memorial is really high on. Looked good in yesterday's practice. Physical, not real tall, but a good ball handler.
No good on the second. Spies to the board, giving it to Sadu, who now dribbles into the far side. Now back to Spies. Off his hand, too hot. It's Johnson the other way. Numbers, he lays it up with the right hand as he hung up there. 7-2 Drillers.
Another turnover for San Joaquin Memorial. It's hurt him so far.
Olarawaju now with the basketball, guarded by Niles to Sadu at the top of the arc. He's going to dribble now inside, penetrate to the key, floater between three defenders, gets it to go.
Yeah, that's a part of his game. Did a good job not trying to force it. Simple pump fake, a little floater in the lane.
Black with the basketball for Bakersfield, now giving it to his teammate Johnson. Johnson inside to Black. Black with Spies on him to the backside, cutting. It's Niles who's open, and another layup.
Yeah, nice ball movement for Bakersfield. Pass, layup.
Sadu with Spies near him, trying to set a screen. Now he lays off Sidhu, now giving it to Silverstrom. Silverstrom to Olaranju to the other side. Olaranju holding the basketball. Now puts it to the floor. Dribbles inside. Splits the defender. Up and no. Nearly an acrobatic lay-in with the left hand. Other way is Bakersfield now. Niles up to Johnson. No good on the alley-oop lay-in attempt. Spies now pushing the pace. Giving it to Johnson. Johnson kick out Silverstrom. Three-pointer short. Rebound Bakersfield. Halfway through this first quarter, 9-4, Bakersfield leads over San Joaquin Memorial.
Yeah, the pressure that Bakersfield's defense putting on Memorial is palpable.
Rise Niles backs up his defender and uses a size advantage to get two more. 11-4 Drillers. And you hear the Bakersfield crowd coming alive here to start this basketball game. Sidhu now crosses the halfway mark. Give it to Olaranju. Inside speed, knocked away. Good defense from Black to prevent the pass inside. Substitutions coming for Bakersfield. In is Amari Brown, who checks back in. Checking other numbers, Malik Davis also into this basketball game. Kate Johnson will take a rest.
Careful of the lob to Spies.
Sidhu in inbound. Spies now catching it. Over to Olaranju. Inside, cutting Johnson, and he gets it, and one!
Well, there's a freshman making his presence known as the student section behind us gets excited. So he was the inbounder on that play. You know, lobbed it to Spies, who passed it back out. It's just a simple cut underneath the rim for the layup. Went up nice and strong. How about that for a first bucket for a freshman?
Jaden Johnson. 6'1", 165, just a freshman. A little too much on the free throw. No good. Spies rebound out to Sidhu. Too strong on the three-pointer. Spies another offensive board. Looking to pass it to someone. Johnson trying to cut along the baseline. Now he turns around. Back to Sidhu to the arc. Sidhu floating up again. Off on the left side and knocked out of bounds from Silverstrom, who tried the offensive board. And it's Bakersfield basketball.
Well, that possession had a lot of touches for Memorial. Sidhu with kind of like that shot that he made earlier in the quarter. Again, only three field goals for the Panthers, but had another good look at it. Tried the floater, wasn't able to get it down this time.
So now Owens brings it across. Guarded by Silverstrom. 2:50 to go, 11-6 Bakersfield over Memorial. Now picks up the dribble, getting it to Johnson. Johnson dribbling with the left hand, trying to body his man, turns, floater, no good. Gonna be picked up offensive board. Baseline jumper, no good from Kayshawn Black. Memorial with the board as Johnson is fouled on the rebound. Trying to go the other way. Looked like Amari Brown committed the foul, and that's his first tonight.
Well, what Memorial is trying to do on offense is similar to Bakersfield offense, to be honest. Trying to overload one side, penetrate and kick out. Set a few screens up top as well. Sidhu gets to the rim.
Wide open, but he tried the dunk and did not get it to go, and it bounces away. Ball loose in the midcourt. Owens picks it up, up ahead, and a block attempt. Olaranju got it on the defense. Another rejection from Spies, as Bakersfield still has the basketball. Inside, Johnson now kicking it back out. Johnson now receives the basketball.
Short.
It was blocked again by Olaranju. They got numbers ahead, but this time the ball is tipped in the midcourt, and Bakersfield recovers. Owens with the basketball. Over to his teammate Johnson, three-pointer, no good, missing right. Offensive board, put back is good from Amari Brown.
Well, what happens, Parker Spies went out to contest the shot. There's nobody down underneath the rebound. Bakersfield, they're active on the glass.
Here comes Silverstrom down the middle, kick out, Olaranju, corner three, no good. Rebound, Bakersfield, Owens with the basketball. He's got some speed ahead. He's going to throw it up. Alley-oop attempt, gather, and now he comes up with it as Kate Johnson didn't get it initially but was putting it up with the left hand. 15-6 Bakersfield. Look how active Coach Wesley Davis is. Speeds inside.
Oh!
He slaps it in, and one!
It could have been an and one. It was.
He got it.
It wasn't the underneath referee that called it, but powerful dunk by Spies on the baseline. Two-handed slam. It must have been the referee that was up top that called it, because the referee at the baseline didn't. But yeah, we talked about the impressiveness of Parker's speed. Hasn't been able to hit an outside shot, hasn't taken an outside shot, but yeah, that was a fun dunk.
Too strong on the free throw.
Violation.
There's a violation from Bakersfield on the lane there, so they'll retry this free throw from Parker Spees. The foul was on Keyshawn Black, his first. Looking to complete the three-point play. On its way, it's good. It's 15-9. Bakersfield with about a minute to go. Cameron Owens bringing up the basketball, giving it to Cade Johnson now. Johnson with the basketball, dribbling at the top, guarded by Spees, guarding the offense. Almost went to another man. Now gets it to Niles, who's at the high arcing side. Now gives it to Johnson, who goes baseline, draws Spees. Spees pump fake, shot no good, rattles out. Johnson with the board. He's on the ground trying to find somebody to get to. Nearly kicked. It's picked up by Walters, up to Spees, who now will lay it in with his left hand.
Now, good job of looking up, looking ahead. Spees, pump fake, puts it in with the left hand. Ill-advised three-pointer right there.
Three-pointer, offensive board. Niles, who fights for it. Shot clock is up now with 23 seconds to go, but they don't care because Keyshawn Black is open underneath with a layup. And now Memorial can hold for the final shot. Silverstrom with the basketball, 10 seconds to go. Guarded tightly. Now getting it to Spees. 7 seconds to go. At the top of the arc, Oluwatu with 4 seconds to go. Trying to look for somewhere to go. Three-pointer on its way with a man in space. Spees rebound, but it's too late for the putback. And that is the end of the first quarter. It is 17-11. Bakersfield leads. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with more high school hoops here on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN Fresno is brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, FFB Bank, and Valley Athletics.
All right, welcome back. High School Hoops here on 1430, 17-11. A little nervy first quarter for both sides. Paul, with the dignitaries in, but we'll see how they adjust here in this second quarter.
What I'd like to see from Memorial, again, only down six. They got to pack it inside. Doesn't look like Bakersfield has a lot of shooters. You got to make them earn it.
Turnover as Black tried to get it to his man. Now spinning, Schalk is going to go with the right hand. Lost the ball momentarily. Now he passes it out. Walters open three. No good. Left iron. Rebound, Bakersfield. Cameron Owens now with the basketball to the other way. Dribbling it with it at the top of the arc. Now gives it to Johnson. Johnson baseline jumper, no good, too strong. Rising up, Walters, who is making an impact in this one as a junior, giving it to Sadu now. 17-11, Drillers leading over the Panthers here on their home opener.
On the double screen.
With the screen set, Spees another one. Sadu coming over now, round around the corner. Johnson thought about the three, dribbling in, now back out. Sadu to the top of the arc, 12 on the shot clock. Good. Cut in front from Owens to jump in front of the pass. He lays it up and no, does not get it to go. Blocked from behind, but it's a foul as Aiden Walters a little too strong on the contact as Kate Johnson will shoot two.
That's the fourth turnover by Sadu in this game so far. That one was ill-advised. Yeah, you see that though, Phil, right? You see the energy in the building. Memorial just playing at a pretty fast pace. Again, as far as the energy and athlete-wise, I mean, Bakersfield, right, is matching San Joaquin Memorial, if not surpassing them so far in this basketball game. That's why they are up.
Well,
still
they missed the free throw there. A KFC bucket, if we get one. Sponsoring our free throws again this season. Thank you to KFC. I think I know a colonel around here.
Colonel Manners.
Trying to go for one for two on this free throw. Does get it. Kay Johnson extends the lead to seven. Under seven to go in this first half.
See if they try to isolate Parker Spees in this possession. Get him the basketball, especially with Oluwaju not in the game right now.
Walters dribbling the basketball over to Sadu on the right side. Now swing it around to Spees to the left side arc. Basketball now swinging it back to Schalk. Schalk now dribbling.
Wow.
A good defense from Owens, but he did commit the foul. A little too much contact on the drive. It's his second. for Cameron Owens, who's been really tenacious on the defensive
Absolutely.
Side.
Absolutely, yeah. Hey, and that was a foul with the body. But, yeah, defensive intensity for the Drillers. I like him. Doing a good job.
So now inbounding at Spies, who gets it to Olorunwaju on the right side. Now back to Walters. Sidhu, who slips and falls, tried to dribble it. Now he gets up and gets it to Walters. Walters spins, double team coming. Now he crosses court. Spies coming inside. Olorunwaju swinging it back out. Sidhu, three-pointer. No. Rebound. Drillers coming the other way with numbers. Johnson. Now he'll pull up and bring it inside. Now Niles, who's guarded by Olorunwaju, rising up and rolls everywhere but not in. Here comes Shock with the basketball. Walters now with it up ahead, taking the contact. Wild shot. Spies with the backside rebound and put back. Another steal in the midcourt. Here comes Parker Spies up ahead and lays it in.
I thought he was going to dunk it again, but laid it up with his right hand with the Bakersfield Driller in his face. So a quick 4 points for the Panthers.
Cuts it to three, 18-15. Bakersfield leaves with 5:30 to go in this first half. Black with the basketball, handing it to Johnson on the near side. Now he dribbles inside, now cut out. Pass back out to Johnson. Johnson fakes the three. Spies taking the contact inside. We'll see a foul and a charge for Cade Johnson.
Yeah, since those two early fouls on Seneca Memorial, I think they ended with three in that first quarter. That's the first quarter or first foul so far in this half. I got to give a shout out to number 12. Good defense by Keyshawn Black on Parker Spies on the inbounds player. Obviously, Parker with a couple baskets in this quarter so far, but good job guarding the inbounds or being physical with them.
Shock now bringing up the basketball. They could tie it with a three here in this first half. Sidhu guarded heavily on the far sideline. Now he escapes with it, splitting some defenders. Now he tries a cross pass in the half court. Silverstrom gathers it. Sidhu now finds open on the other side. Three-pointer! And we're tied at 18 with five to go.
No better offense for Memorial in that possession. Sidhu with a nice setup, ready to catch the basketball and put it up for three.
Thought about the corner shot was Black. Now to Johnson outside. Turnaround jumper inside was Amari Brown, who misses it. And now Memorial can take the lead here for the first time tonight. In the corner, Silverstrom, three-pointer on its way. No good. Olorunwaju bats it outside. Sidhu now with the basketball, spinning inside the key, outside Speed. Speed's thought about the three. Now he dribbles inside. Now a cutting slide to Silverstrom. Out to Olorunwaju, swinging it around. Into the corner, Silverstrom back into Spies into the key. He dribbles and bangs in another lay-in, and the Panthers have the lead.
Well, clip it. That was beautiful ball movement. I counted seven passes on that possession, finishing with a layup by Spies.
Stolen away, Silverstrom picked it away. Now gives it to Sidhu. Sidhu to the left side, high layup, no good, wild shot. Here comes Bakersfield, who's got two on one. Spies in the middle, a little lob up the head, Niles! Gets it to fall and one. That's Parker Spies' first foul on the contest. Rise Niles living up to his name on that play.
Yeah, nice ill-advised shot a little bit down here. San Joaquin Memorial side turned into an and-one opportunity for Bakersfield. Parker's pretty tired on that, being taken out of the game right now. Hands on knees.
So we'll see a smaller lineup here is missing the free throw. It's 20-20, but Bakersfield with the offensive board up ahead. Niles again inside, and he's been really good on those catch and grabs on the inside.
Yeah, you can tell he's done that a few times.
Olorunwaju on the other way, picking the pass in. Yes, laying it with the left hand. 22 all with 3:30 to go. Owens with the basketball, guarded by Silverstrom. Crossover, now he's hit by Silverstrom. Bumped a little bit on that play, that's a foul.
So right now for Memorial with Spies out of the game, Olorunwaju, the tallest player. He's listed at 6'6". I don't know, maybe they measured him with the hair. He's got that big hairdo, right, like his brother. So they got to, talking about Memorial, they really got to pack it in and rebound the basketball. They don't have a lot of height out there right now. That might be a problem for Memorial this season when Spies isn't in the game.
Owens with a high floater that falls off the backside. Fight for the rebound on the backside. No. Looks like it's going to be off of Bakersfield. It'll be Memorial Ball. Amari Ame fighting for it. Actually, I think they're going to give it to Bakersfield here. It was off of a Memorial player who was fighting for the rebound. Reset the shot clock. Owens with the three-pointer. Fighting for the rebound inside. No. Another one. Look at that. Number two, Amari Ame, who's been ferocious under the basket for the last couple plays. It will go to Memorial, though, as a stepped out of bounds in the basketball.
Right. He's one of those pests where you grab a rebound, and he's not jumping up with you, but he's waiting for the ball to come down so he could swipe at it and try to get a jump ball.
3 minutes to go in this first half of high-flying action here on 14-30, 22 all. Sidhu with the basketball out to Olin Rawaju. Three-pointer on its way. Front iron rolls. No good. Ame with the rebound. Here comes Bakersfield. Niles up ahead. He can slam it over Olin Rawaju. He does. What a dunk. Memorial the other way. Sidhu lays it in. They both count the same.
The Bakersfield crowd's going crazy off of that impressive dunk, but Sidhu, like, not wasting a moment, gets down the court, puts it up with his left hand.
Rise Niles with the dunk of the night so far. Over Olin Rawaju. That Bakersfield Gallup crowd's going crazy.
Hey, there's some fun action with the student sections going back and forth. Tapping their heads, right? The Bakersfield crowd.
Did Jalen Green see that? I hope he did. All right. Bakersfield basketball on the baseline inbound. We got a light loss on the backside. Somebody hit the light switch. Now we're back. Cameron Owens with the basketball. No stoppage here. 24 all driving inside. Tough defense. He regathers after a little deflection. Three-pointer in the corner. No good. Rebound Spies. He's back in the game. Gives it to Schalk. Schalk now pushing with numbers. Up ahead. Floats it up. Oliver Wadju does dunk it. Does it count? Does it count? I don't think it does. If Paul bounced out and he hung on the rim, and that is goaltending, it will not count.
Yeah, it doesn't count. Referee saw it. Yeah, he went up for the dunk, tried to jam it, hung on the rim for a little bit, and then it went in. So the referee that saw it correctly went it off. But gosh, Phil, this is a loud and enthusiastic crowd. Love it.
We'll take a 30-second timeout here. We'll be right back on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN Fresno is brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Thiessen Duker, and Madera Toyota Chevrolet.
Paul, I think we're at the dunk contest with how this last couple of minutes have gone. 24-24 all, and teams are showing off their athleticism here with 2 minutes to go in this first half.
Yeah, see, not a whole lot of points being scored in this basketball game, tied at 24, but yeah, we've seen a lot of action at the rim. Gosh, what do we have? Only one three-pointer in the game so far, so everything's been in the paint.
Coming inside the paint is Johnson, rolled in and out. Put back, no good. Fight for the board. Niles couldn't get it, and it's going to be a bouncing around inside. He still gets it, and he's fouled. What a fight for the basketball inside the key with 1:42 to go. He'll shoot two.
Yeah, Parker Spies trying to do all he can, tip the ball out. But the Drillers are just getting after the offensive side of the basketball. Someone from Memorial's got to step in and grab that rebound. Can't be watching it.
Free throw good from Rise Niles. Braden Evans committing his first foul on that play. Gives Bakersfield the early or the 1 point lead with 1:42 to go. Could extend it to two. We got a substitution as coming in is Malik Davis for Cameron Owens.
And Phil, you know I say this every game if people aren't familiar with the rule, but five fouls now in a quarter in high school basketball gets you two shots, no more one and ones. And after that foul, from now on, it's going to be two shots for Bakersfield.
26-24, good free throws for Rise Niles, as now Schalk will bring it the other way. Dribbling from the top, giving it to Olerwatch, cutting inside Sidhu, who's going to lay it in. He was fouled on the lay-in, no good. But it is two free throws for Sidhu. He thought about dunking it
I saw him go off 2 feet, and it looked like he was going to try to dunk it, but that actually was a very makeable shot, even though there was a foul called. Could have been an and one, but nevertheless, he's going to step up for two.
Free throw good from Sajid Sidhu.
So these rims are probably the softest rims in the central section. It's a shooter's dream in here.
Good, two for two. And we're tied at 26 with 1:30 to go. Johnson now with the basketball for the Drillers. Guarded by Sidhu. Dribbling between. Now going to the left side, now driving baseline, flip up, wild shot, no good. Schalk's got the basketball, hits some numbers. Spies up ahead, here he goes, and lays it in. Memorial back on top, 28-26. Black the other way, knocked out by Olin Rwanju, and off of a Driller who's at the baseline, Ame, and it's going to be Memorial basketball with a minute to go.
Well, I'd like to see Spies' shot chart, but pretty sure it's all within 6 feet. That could have been an and one. There was a player trailing. I thought, put his hand on Spies' back. Yeah, he had a wide open lane, decided to lay it up because felt something coming from behind. It's a scary situation.
Sidhu with some speed, now drop back. He's gonna sink the step back three as he lost his defender. And count it. That was nasty dribble work there, Paul. Up five.
Found himself wide open at the top of the key after hitting those two free throws. Put it right in for a three-pointer. This crowd's going nuts right now.
Put his defender on skates there. Here comes Bakersfield with the answer. It's Davis. Woo! Long three-pointer. High arcing. No good. Owner Ranju rebound, and Memorial can hold for the left shot. 20 seconds to go and counting. They're up five. What a quarter it's been, and a response. Down 17-11. They're up 31-26. And a foul on Ame. It was a foul to give. They'll inbound with 9 seconds to go.
Yeah, they got one more to give. We'll see how Bakersfield plays it. We get it down to about 5 seconds. A foul again. Might as well. Oh, actually, no, that's it. All right, I looked up
that
too
was
late.
The one.
Next one's a bonus.
They got Jaden Johnson in to inbound, and now they're going to substitute Schalk back in.
Yeah, better shooter.
And they're going to substitute on the Driller side, as it looks like Davis is going to come out. And in comes Urias Davis, another Davis. Schalk the inbounder. Got all five starters from Memorial in the court. We got a little situation. Oh, yeah, now we're putting the ball where it's supposed to be. And we got another substitution as Tyler Taylor comes in for the Drillers. Looks like a lot of guys who don't have fouls on the roster. 7 seconds to go. Sidhu, long three-pointer on its way and nails it. And that is the end of the half. It is 34-26. Sajid Sidhu comes alive in the last minute here. And Memorial sends a lead to 8. We'll be right back. It's halftime here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN Fresno is brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Mayonnaise, Donald P. Dick, and California Business Machines.
All right, welcome back to High School Hoops here on 1430. It's the halftime show as Memorial leads 34-26 over Bakersfield. An entertaining first half to an entertaining first game of the season for these two teams. And Paul, we're pouring over the statistics, but from the eye test before we go into the stats,
yeah,
what did the eye test tell you about that first half?
Well, first half, obviously Memorial with that 8-point lead, but it was a tale of two quarters, right? You mentioned, Phil, how both teams came out just a lot of energy, right? First game of the season, Jalen Green and some Phoenix Suns in the house, right? So you're going to be a little hyped, right? I mean, if you're a 16, 17-year-old kid, you're going to feel that. And it felt like that in the first quarter. This Bakersfield having their way inside, Memorial missing some shots they would normally hit. And, you know, your coach Rozanovsky, you're like, hey, Those shots are going to fall, right, later in the game. There's still three quarters of basketball left. What you got to do defensively, you got to tighten it up a little bit. You got to pack it in. You got to rebound. Not a lot of shooters on Bakersfield side. So that's what happens. Memorial outscores them 23-9 in that second quarter, led by Sejun Sadu, who scored 13 of his points. Went on quite a run there. Parker Spees added 8 in the second quarter as well. So, yeah, just kind of let the game come to you. Don't force it as much. We saw that more in the second quarter for the Panthers. That's why they lead 34-26.
It's certainly a good indicator that I think maybe coaches seeing the guys settle in a little bit more in that second quarter, and they'll look to put the foot on the gas. But this Bakersfield side,
yeah,
they've been very dynamic in terms of their athleticism tonight. It hasn't been a cakewalk going inside. There are a lot of offensive boards from the Bakersfield side as well. It's a team that's a dangerous one if you let them get going.
Yeah, not a lot of height on that team, but we've seen a couple of impressive dunks on their side. They get after it on the offensive glass as well. Defensively, right, they could stay, you know, we saw a little bit in the second quarter going for some pump fakes. Sam Kimmer Murray was able to get the rim and do some reversal right now. They need to settle down in the second half as far as, right, staying position-wise, playing some fundamental defense. But, hey, I'm impressed with their athleticism, the way they get after it defensively as well. They're certainly not backing down from this Memorial team that's ranked 21st in the state.
All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll break it down a little bit more, and maybe we can go down memory lane a little bit with this Memorial program. Stay with us. High School Hoops continues on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN Fresno is brought to you by Bowman & Associates, Fashion Furniture, and Roger Dunn Golf Shops.
Show you another one. All right, welcome back. High School Hoops here on 1430. We're approaching the end of the halftime here. And just real quick, Paul, what do you think has been spoken about in these locker rooms between both teams as we're getting ready for second half?
Yeah, obviously keep that intensity for San Joaquin Memorial coming in to start this half, right? It was a really good quarter for the Panthers. Defensively, they did a good job. Rebounding, they gave up a couple offensive rebounds. You know, one possession, they were able to get a free throw out of getting three straight offensive rebounds. So, yeah, you know, if you're Memorial, that's what you got to do. If you're Bakersfield, the discipline of defense, right, you got to stay in your lane. The intensity is there. You got to keep the guys in front of you. Rebound, look for the outlet, get some baskets. They're not a great shooting team, so their bread and butter is getting the ball inside and using their athleticism and getting to the rim.
All right, we're going to take one more quick break, 1 minute break here, and then we'll be back with second half action on High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN Fresno is brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, FFB Bank, and Valley Athletics.
All right, welcome back, and we are back just in time as the second half inbound is here. 34-26 Memorial leads, and they have the basketball. Parker Spees with it as they go the other way. Sadu wide open three at the top of the arc. No good off the left side. Spees chases down the offensive board and has it near the baseline. Now drives with it with a man on. Double team loses the ball, and it is off of Bakersfield. It'll be Memorial basketball. No, it is half of Spees, so they are going to give it to the Drillers. They're trying to get Parker Spees involved early, but the Drillers, good defense on the baseline, and here comes Cameron Owens with the basketball. Now over to his teammate Black. Black with the basketball, giving it to Johnson. Johnson's been a star in this one so far. Giving it to Owens, setting the screen Johnson. Owens dribbles to the right side, high floater, no good. Rebound Sadu. Sadu bringing the basketball the other way. Coming across. High flyer. No. Over to the corner. Silverstrom swinging around. Spees thought about the three. Now he dribbles with the basketball. Giving it over to Schalk. Schalk holds the basketball at the top side. 20 to go in the shot clock. Nobody scored yet. Olenor Wanju to the right side arc. Now swinging it back out. It's Schalk with the three-pointer. He's fouled on the shot. It was a long shot there. But a foul from Amari Brown. He makes it three free throws for Ty Schalk.
And Schalk hasn't had his usual three-pointers. You know, he had a really good summer shooting the basketball. Hasn't had many opportunities, I should say.
Free throw good. A KFC bucket there for Ty Schalk.
Hasn't been a lot of opportunities in this game. Had those two early fouls in that first quarter.
Well, about to say, you had the two early fouls, yeah. But Brad Rozowski, Coach Rozowski, has been really patient with his ability, and that's a lot of trust to have him as a guy who can stay on the floor with two early.
Well, you can tell, Phil, right, shooting free throws. Look at this form kid's got, right? Got the perfect backspin, the follow-through. His first two shots were money from the free throw line.
On its way to go 3-for-3, and he does. Ty Schalk converts on the three free throws. 37-26, Memorial leads. Black with the basketball, stolen away, Oliver Andrew on the backside. He's coming with speed to the left, and a lay-in and one. Dominic Olenrawanju.
Yeah, athletic move. He's kind of lining up like he's going to dunk it off of 1 foot, but number 12 was trailing him. Keyshawn Black, who's athletic as well, so did a good job of using his body, right? You don't have to get up as strong as, you know, as strong as you can on a play like that. Nothing like body control, and he did that. He put his body into the defender and laid it up for the and one.
Olenrawanju converts the free throw. It's a three-point play. Makes it 40-26 as Memorial extends this lead. Over to Malak, who now turns, handing it off to Owens, who stops double team there. Now Olenrawanju trails off. It's a one-on-one situation now to the corner as driving in was Amari Brown. Rebound and put back as Kate Johnson is there to put Bakersfield on the board in the second half. 40-28 now, Memorial leads with the basketball. 6:10 to go. Schalk somehow keeps the dribble. Silverstrom now gets a dribble between the legs. He dives for it.
Give
and we got a
him,
foul yeah. as, yeah, Silverstrom kind of dove on the defender there who was going after the basketball, and it's a dangerous play.
Yeah, well, what we're seeing a little bit tonight from San Joaquin Memorial, and again, we've credited Bakersfield defense as doing a good job, but it's tough to win some of those one-on-one, right? You pass the ball, you think you can take a couple dribbles and get past the defender, but the Memorial guards are having a difficult time doing that in tonight's basketball game. Get the ball moving, that's when Memorial is at their best. Look for the open guy.
Johnson to Owens. Owens on the baseline. Spies in front of him. Somehow floats it up and gets it to go. Got the pump fake on Spies and was able to get the basket.
That's two baskets in a row for Bakersfield where the ball has hit the front of the rim and rolled over. Talk about how soft these rims are at Memorial. You're going to see a lot of that this year.
Schalk now at the midcourt. Now dribbles with the right hand with Owens on him. Hands it off Sadu. Sadu stays with Owens. Owens trying to dive after the basketball. Behind the back pass to Schalk. How'd he find him? Short on the three. Offensive board is Schalk, who follows it and rims it out. No good. And Bakersfield with the rebound. Here comes Owens the other way. Dribbles and holds up at the three-point line. Now hands it to Cade Johnson. Johnson back to Owens. Owens guiding the offense. Now a deep three dialed up and short on the front iron. No good. Lead is 10. Olenrawanju with the basketball. Now he moves up ahead. Ball is knocked away, but he's fouled on the drive.
What's impressive about these two big guys for the Panthers, Olenrawanju listed at 6'6", Parker Speed at 6'9", is... You can rebound. They can rebound the basketball and take the ball down and make something happen, right? They're very adept at dribbling. They're athletic. And Olenrawanju rebounded that basketball and what, about five dribbles, was able to be at the rim for the free throw opportunity. What a luxury for the Panthers this year.
Good to go. It's an 11-point lead. Could be 12 after this next one, and it is. Dominic Olenrawanju with the free throw. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. It's 42-30, San Joaquin Memorial over Bakersfield on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN Fresno is brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Mionettes, Donald P. Dick, and California Business Machines.
All right, welcome back to a sold-out gym here at San Joaquin Memorial. Paul, this court, what, Cleary Court? Is that what it says?
Yeah, right there on
the Tom Cleary, and the stands are jam-packed, feet spilling onto the court here on our near side as basketball back in action as the Drillers bringing it up. It's Keyshawn Black with the basketball, now giving it over to Owens, trailing by 12, dribbling in, Johnson kick out, Three-pointer, Amari Brown. No good. Fight for the board, and it's a collision inside, and we got a foul. And it looks like it's going to be on Rhys Niles, who's committed his second. Spies was in on there trying to rebound it. And it's Memorial basketball.
That's four fouls on Bakersfield in this quarter. That's just a hustle foul, right? You're battling for the board, but coming over the back.
Jathan Rivera checks in for the first time tonight for Amari Brown. Memorial up 12 with 4:33 to go. As it's Jackson Silverstrom giving it to Sidhu, who now brings it up across the half-court mark. Guarded by Johnson. Sidhu inside to Spies, rising up strong, left hand, good.
Wow, those are going to be automatic for him all season. Nobody in the central section is going to be able to stop that when he gets the ball right down there.
Rivera to Owens. Owens now dribbling on the top of the arc, now moving to the right side of the arc. Looking for the screen. Niles setting it. Double team followed him. Spies on the backside. Cutting in is Sidhu, who's cutting in front of the open man underneath. Now bringing it the other way. Schalk with the basketball. Three-pointer. No good. Short front. Rebounded by the Drillers. Rivera giving it to Johnson. Johnson up ahead. Sidhu gets his arm in there and knocks it out of bounds. Will be Driller basketball by the scorer's table.
Yeah, I like that pass from Sidhu after getting the steal. Eyes were up automatically. It's a shot that it was Schalk, right? That shot that in the corner.
Yeah,
it's a shot that he's gonna hit a lot this year.
So now the Drillers down 14 with 3:40 to go. Owens giving it to Niles, who's at the three-point arc on the right side, trying to get around Spies. Spies got a long reach, gets it over to Johnson, three-pointer. That's good. There's a three for the Drillers. They needed that. Down 11, and we got a timeout from the Driller squad. Why don't we take another one with them? It's 44-33. San Joaquin Memorial leads on High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN Fresno is brought to you by Bowman & Associates, Fashion Furniture, and Roger Dunn Golf Shops.
Certainly fun to be back in the gym here, Paul. 44-33 with Memorial leads.
What a great night. Jalen Green, what an honor to have him on the show with us, pregame show, talking for a couple minutes about his impact here at Memorial, what tonight meant to him. But gosh, what a player. What a player here at Memorial. Watched him throw down many thunderous dunks as we almost had one.
Spies up and follows up, and he's a little frustrated to get that, but he's going to shoot two free throws as he's fouled underneath.
Yeah, some of the dunks I remember from Jalen in this gym and at Clovis West. It was must-see basketball. That was a fun time. You know, Coach Roz had some funny stories. I don't know if you were able to hear some of those stories that Roz said about what
they're talking about Taco Bell.
Yeah. So the story goes, Parker's not going to miss very many free throws this year.
Makes this one.
And Brad said, you know, after games or practices, you know, we would take Jalen home down on Herndon and 99, and assistant coaches would, you know, take him home as well, and they'd always stop off at Taco Bell. All right, so Brad teased him. He's like, Jalen, I figured you owe each of us $1,000 from all that Taco Bell that you made us pay for over the years. So, yeah, I had a good laugh about that. So, good stuff from Brad, and a great moment here tonight.
Spies makes both. It's now the Drillers with the basketball the other way. Rivera trying to bounce it away. Spies with the long reach.
And Duck, here comes.
Here comes the other way, and two-hand slam! The lead up to 15 with 2:45 to go.
Well, just as we talk about Jalen Green and the old-timers from Memorial dunking the basketball in this gym. Parker's got a couple tonight. That was a fun one.
An errant pass as Niles tried to get it to the cutting man, Keyshawn Black, but it sailed a little bit past it and out of bounds. And Memorial with the basketball. Inbounding is Schalk to Sidhu. Back to Schalk, who will now turn it up. Bakersfield trying to play with a little more pressure here on the full court. Sidhu trying to break it as he now enters the half court. Johnson in the corner. Olorunwanju, wing three. Yes! Dominic Olorunwanju dials one deep. Lead up to 18. A long three from the other way. Rivera too strong. Sidhu the rebound.
And now Bakersfield getting out of sorts, throwing up some shots that aren't in the rhythm of the offense, trying to get back in this basketball game.
Johnson back to Sidhu. Sidhu at the right arc side. Now it's a Shock. Shock drives inside. Fly floater, yes. Split the defenders. And Ty Shock puts it up to 20 now for the Panthers. As we got a timeout from Bakersfield High. What a shot there, but after the whistle. And, Paul, this is, we're starting to see why Memorial is a team that's going to be considered a top 25 team here in the state of California. Their powers and the way they can go about it, they can certainly slam the door on you if you are not in your system. And, Paul, it's been a really good display from this Panther squad on game one.
Yeah, second quarter, put up 23, only gave up 9. This third quarter has all been Memorial again as they have a 20-point lead. And you're right, you talk about the fundamentals of defense leading to good offense. We're seeing not a lot of second opportunities for Bakersfield in this third quarter. And what Memorial's doing that I like, right? Grab a rebound, get up court, get your eyes open, look for your guys. Parker Spees is doing a great job down underneath. Again, that shot chart, right? Everything's been underneath, layups for Spees. He's got a great shot. He's going to be able to put up threes at the next level. UC Irvine is going to play out next year. But I like the intensity from the Panthers in this quarter. Right? It helps when Oliver Raju sees his first three in the game go down as well. But the skill set from Parker Spees, you know, you just think of a comp. And in the central section, I can't think of anybody offhand. I'll have to dig a little bit deeper maybe tonight. But, you know, at 6'9", being able to rebound, another rebound right here, to be able to dribble and pass.
Jumping in front is Kate Johnson as a missed three. And now here comes Bakersfield back with the basketball. Coming inside with the land off the glass. Top runner from Kate Johnson. He's been good tonight.
He's been really good. He's been the best player on the floor for the Drillers.
Sidhu now with the basketball over to Spees. We hit the getting closer to that minute mark left in this third quarter. Johnson with the basketball. Over to Walters, who's checked into this game after the timeout. Sidhu now onto the near side sideline. Back out to Spees with 13 to go. Swinging it around in the corner. Three-pointer. Walters rattles in. Aiden Walters making his presence off the bench. Lead up to 21 with 50 to go. Niles cutting inside. Had to gather. It was Black out to the corner. Rivera three-pointer answers back. 56-38 with 35 to go. Sidhu with some pressure. Rivera fouled him as he brought it up. That's free throws for the Memorial Panthers.
Yeah, Bakersfield, interestingly, has gone to this kind of a zone underneath where they're not picking up anybody in their wings. And we saw that three in the corner. We saw Shock. He's not in the game right now, able to take the guy off the dribble and score at the hoop. Yeah, that defensive intensity. I think Bakersfield has a little fatigued, right? First game of the year. They'll be back. They'll get some of their football guys back.
Everybody, Paul, you always think about that first game. How windy do you feel after that first game?
It's different. It hits you a little bit different in the chest.
Certainly this fourth quarter will be interesting to see how these teams respond. It's 20 points leading for the Memorial Panthers. Turnaround Johnson on the mid-range. Fight for the board. Black over Olawanju gets it. Rivera trying to drive the baseline. He's pushed out of bounds, and they're going to call a foul on Dominic Olawanju, his first of the night. Only their second team foul, so they got to inbound it with 15 to go. Ooh. A long pass is Deshaun Black able to gather it. Johnson now with it with 10 seconds to go. Guarded by Sidhu. He's backing up on him. Far beyond the arc. Now he tries to turn the corner and dribbles. Up on Spees. Spees blocks him. Nile rises up and is fouled. Right before the buzzer, it's Rise Niles, who I think is going to get free throws
cramp
here. And
he's cramp.
Olin Rolandre looks like he's cramping here. They know
he's
it.
Laughing about it. There's every Memorial Panther was stretching him out. It'll be a little smile on his face.
They put 0.5 back on the shot clock here.
Number 15, Dominic Olin Rolandre, second person
I like it when guys know that it's a cramp, right? Like, ah, oh, it's not serious, right? Panthers are like, all right, we'll stretch it out. No need to get a trainer.
That's teamwork right there, Paul. All the guys are
about, yeah, we talked about how tight this team is. Even stretch out each other. They're laying on the ground.
They clean up the court a little bit here.
I love that old school home of the San Joaquin Memorial Panthers. It looks like something out of the 1950s against the wall. Oh, I didn't realize, point three.
Yeah, so we'll get two from Kay Johnson. Good on the first. We'll have one more, and surely that'll end the first, this third quarter. We'll go to the fourth. I don't know if we'll get another shot off here. Second free throw is good. Spies will inbound over to Sidhu, who is going to see the end of the third quarter. 58-40, Memorial leads with one quarter to go on High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN Fresno is brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, FFB Bank, and Valley Athletics.
Right, welcome back. Fourth quarter about to begin as they inbound it. The Drillers need points in a hurry, down 18. With 8 minutes to go in this basketball game, Rise Niles backing up his defender, Sidhu, over him and puts it in. So there you go. That's the start they need. Now Memorial will inbound it. There's some full court pressure, zone kind of pressure looking like what we were talking about, Paul. This is what they're rolling with. As now Schalk, though, will bring it up to the midcourt and knocked away. Johnson trying to save it into the scorer's table. Schalk was able to come up with it. Niles fights for it and a kind of a wild swing of the arms a little bit. Schalk wasn't too appreciative of it. Cooler heads will prevail, but that's a foul. First foul.
The famous you can't do that chant.
You can't do that in
you
basketball.
It's not allowed.
Makes it the first team foul for the Drillers. Sidhu now with the basketball inbounded from Olin Rawaju. Sidhu now dribbles up with his defender across the half court and into the front court here. Sidhu now turns to his defender and pulls up with the jumper at the free throw line, good to go.
Yeah, that was pretty. I like that one dribble, releasing at the top of his jump.
Johnson kick out Rivera, three-pointer on its way. No good. Spees the rebound. And they'll slow it up here again as they bring it up.
We don't have rebound totals, but I gotta think that that's a double-double for Spees.
Sidhu to Schalk, wing three, no good. Fight for the board. Spees got it. Up strong, no. Rebound, though, Silverstrom, who finds it underneath. Now he comes up with it and lays it up with the right hand on the baseline. Lead back up to 20. Owens now with the basketball the other way with 6:30 to go. 62-42, Memorial leads over Bakersfield. Getting set up in their half-court offense. Niles with it, guarded by Sidhu. 16 to go on the shot clock. Rivera on the cross-court. Turns, tries to find a man, kicks it out. Now back to the three-point way. It's Owens who doesn't make it on the right side three-pointer. Here comes Schalk with a head of speed after the rebound. Spin Rama. No, he fouled. Is fouled underneath, and there'll be two free throws.
Yeah, got a little smile on his face as Schalk. That's the second time he's done a spin move. Earlier was in the first quarter. Might have heard a ooh and ah from the student section behind us after that spin move. Yeah, the three-point shot isn't going down for him. It's been contested tonight, but all right, he hit the rim.
He got it.
You got to have some pride here on the second shot here, Ty. You got to swish it, right? It'll leave it no doubt. If you're a shooter, see it all the way through. And what did
no
I do?
No good on the right. The announcer jinx.
Yeah.
Sidhu almost stole it away. Johnson's got it. Rivera to the three-pointer in the corner. Yes. Good to go. Cuts it to 18. Fighting for it, Rivera with Soderstrom on him. And a reach in on the backside was Cade Johnson. He'll commit a foul. That's his second. They're aggressive here now. The Drillers are trying to steal possessions, but Memorial a little too crafty here. Silverstrom into Schalk. Guarded by Owens. They're going to guard him tight the rest of the way here. 5:45 to go. 63-45 Memorial leads over Bakersfield. Sanu on the top of the arc. Step back. Three-pointer on its way. No good on the left side. Rebound Black. He'll bring it up. Kayshawn Black with the basketball. Trying to get it over to Johnson. He's fouled on the pass. Silverstrom commits his third. Reminder, stick around for our post-game show. We'll recap everything and go over the stats of this basketball game tonight. The opener for both of these teams here on High School Hoops on 1430. Jalen Green, jersey retirement night. Jay Johnson with the basketball with 5:15 to go in ticking. Dribbles to the right side. Olorwanju picks him up. Back to Rivera. He's been a three-point shooter for this Driller team. Over to Johnson again, who now gets it over to Rivera. Quick trigger. High arcing three. No good. And Silverstrom with the rebound on the baseline. Now he'll bring it up across the half court and give it to Schalk to the left side. Now he puts the basketball to the ground. Guarded by Owens. Spees poked away, and it's off of Spees. It went off his leg. Good play from Kayshawn Black to knock it off his body.
Yeah, Parker caught the basketball on his left-hand side, tried to do that swing move, swim move, or whatever you want to call it. Got caught on his knee a little bit.
So here comes Bakersfield again. Kay Johnson inside to Rise Niles, who is guarded by Spees. Dribbles, now back out to Rivera, the three-point line. Now he kicks it out, Rivera to Black, three-pointer, no good. Spees rises up for the rebound. They're going to try to trap him on the backside, Sidhu, but here comes, now they back off, and Sidhu will bring it across.
All right, I'd like to see Memorial. Well,
Olorwanju up ahead, open, and he traveled underneath.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Phil, I'd like to see Memorial again. What, up 18, 4:19 left. I'm not going to say this game is well out of hand for the Drillers, but, like, right, use the clock a little bit, settle down. You know, some of their best possessions has been when they passed the ball six or seven times and got a layup.
Keyshawn Black guarded by Olorwanju. Over to Owens. Owens with the cutting inside. Kate Johnson pull up at the free throw line. Good. Lead cut to 16 with four to go. Sidhu now with the basketball. As he tries to dribble, now picks up back at the free throw line himself. Pulls up and good. It's another quick shot in that early possession. And Coach Rozovsky, you wonder what he's going to talk about on this time.
I think I might know. Yeah,
you like the 2 points come on the board, but maybe there's a conversation of, guys, we're up 16 with four to go. Run some clock here.
Yeah, right. Make a two with 30 seconds on the shot clock. You want to use some clock. That's probably what he's telling us. All right, guys, here's the situation. Sometimes high school kids need to be reminded. Right, here's the situation. 3:47 left. We're up 18. Take care of the basketball, fundamentals, work the ball around, set some back screens. If we got an open layup, take it. If you're open three, take it, but don't force it. Because, you know, again, first game, a lot of basketball left in this season. These are all teachable moments for the coaching staff.
Certainly. The season is not won and lost in this basketball game tonight for sure. But there's a lot of building blocks you can build on from a game like this, and both coaches will look at the tape when it all is all said and done, and they know what their team is, and will continue to mold it into what they hope to be by, hopefully for some, by end of February.
And it could have been a timeout just to get some rest.
Certainly.
As well. There's a lot to be said for that. And these guys have played a lot of minutes. We'll talk about post-game, you know, about maybe a little bit of lack of depth on the Panthers' side.
Yeah. Owens giving it to Niles. Niles over to Rivera. Rivera's been a second-half star. Inside to Black. Somehow doesn't get it to go. He does get the putback. Here comes Kate Johnson to clean it up. Now it's back to an 18-point lead. No, excuse me, 16-point lead. Spees with some speed. Now to the corner as Olorwanju swings it to Schalk. Schalk up ahead to Spees. Alley-oop! Bakersfield turns it over to Olorwanju, but how about Parker Spees, and we got another cramp from Olorwanju. So we can talk about that marvelous alley-oop from Schalk to Spees.
Someone gets Dominic Olerwancho a mustard packet.
Yeah, right? When you got a player like Parker Spees, that you know he's going to be in the right spot at the right time. Again, this was in the flow offense, right? There's still a lot of time left on the shot clock, but throw it up for the alley-oop. And that was kind of behind Spees a little bit. It wasn't a clean flush, but he got up there, was able to throw it down for what? At least his fifth dunk of the game.
Be interesting to see where our player of the game is tonight. 67-49. We got a foul. Or a timeout, actually. A 30-second timeout from Morial. 2:49 to go. Fuller and Rogers still being worked on the baseline there. And we got a battle of the students. Paul, how about this environment tonight? Have you seen a packed gym like this? You've seen it sometimes. It's been a fun night here at Memorial.
Oh, it has. Night. Absolutely. And it just get clean fun, right, between the Bakersfield students that have driven down to 99 for this, kind of shouting at each other a little bit. You know, I'm used to the Memorial student section being directly to my right, but they're behind us in this game. And, you know, I've seen some of those great Bullard and Memorial games where the student sections, and it's a lot of football players.
Yeah.
Right, that are going back and forth.
Did Bakersfield play Memorial? I'm trying to remember if they did or not. I don't have an encyclopedic memory. What we do know is Bakersfield's got a game Friday, and we got a game Friday. We'll probably preview that in our post game as well. Football in a couple days from tonight. Shock slicing in with the layup. Now up to 20 with 2:40 to go. Owens now to Johnson. Johnson dribbles with the right hand. Floater over Spees. What a shot. Kate Johnson has been a star tonight. Not many guys are doing that over Parker Spees this season.
He got it up quick.
69-51 with 2:15 to go. Driving in Spees. Another slam. Silverstrom found him there.
Yeah, they need to have a dunk counter for Parker Spees this season.
Niles
show.
Losing the ball behind him. Spees with the steal. Up ahead, Sidhu. 2 minutes to go and counting. They're still pushing the pace. Sidhu up ahead on the right hand. And Parker Spees is pumping up the student section on the backside. An alley-oop try. Oh, my goodness. Almost came down with Niles there. No good on the slam. And we got a little bit of some wildness here at the tail end of this with 1:40 to go. Up 22, Memorial now. Here comes Sidhu, who lays it up with the right hand, cutting in with 1:30 to go, and all assuring a Memorial victory tonight. A timeout from Bakersfield with 1:31 to go. Athleticism abound tonight in this game. 75-51 your score now with 1:31 to go. And Paul, that's been,
gosh.
How about that to start the season?
No lack of highlights in this one. And I just want to go back to that defensive play and rebound. I know, right, I don't know how many Memorial games we're going to be able to broadcast this season. And I know we're talking about Parker Spees a lot, but he's such a unique player, has such a great skill set, right? You haven't really seen many weaknesses in tonight's basketball game. But just grabbing the rebound, but with two guys on him, he's got the length, the vision, and the ability to pass the ball, and you saw Phil was right in front of us, left-handed, on the money, in the flow of the offense, about to half court, which started the offense, and then the layup by Sidhu. That's just, right, it's just little things that college coaches, next level guys, you know, maybe guys like us are able to recognize in a game like that, but that's a pretty unique ability to be able to play defense, grab the ball, look up, and throw a bullet left-handed. Impressive stuff.
Impressive stuff. And it's game one. So now we have
of like 30.
The starters out, and this is my true test of the game to figure out who is on this floor. As the drillers of the basketball, Owens is still a starter, who's in there dribbling on Johnson, who's been a bright spot on the freshman side. He pokes the ball away and then a little shove after it is a foul. It'll be an inbound.
Let's give some of these Panthers some Kim, love here. What do we got?
Cam Green now in the game. We also got Elias Sablin, a senior, number 35.
Into the game also, Hudson Diaz Langdon, number 30. Number 12, Braden Evans has been in this game. We got some drillers coming in now. Zaire Woodridge in. Amari Ame has been part of this game. Malik Davis in this basketball game. As a fight for the ball, a cut inside, and the ball bounces away.
Almost to Phil Bonatti. He's still going to get a hand on it.
Nope. Instead, right. Cam Green will get to it first.
I couldn't see. Did you get your hand on it?
No,
or
I didn't know.
Dang it. You weren't able to box him out. If you were able to box him out, you could have got it.
This whole table in front. 105 to go. Ame's trying to inbound it, and a high pass. It's caught by Harlem Johnson. Back to Ame. Ame with dribbling. Working on Green. Out to Rivera. Rivera, long three-pointer. Yes! Jason Rivera, another three-pointer. Guarded closely by Johnson. Johnson now bringing up the basketball between the legs. He slips a little bit, now cuts inside. Layup attempt, yes, from Braden Evans. Good pass from Johnson.
Yeah, it was a good pass.
Little difference between shot clock and game clock. Rivera, long distance three. Sablin with the rebound. He's fouled underneath. Just a 14 foul on the rebound, but you can turn off the shot clock. And Memorial can run this game out.
You think number 35 played football?
I think so. I recognize him from last year's basketball team. He looks like me out there.
6'3", 230.
I was a rebound machine. Johnson flying high. He tried to go for a shot there with 19 seconds to go. Could have ran it out there, but there's energy in this gym. You could understand it. It was blocked away from Bakersfield, so it stays with Memorial. Sablin now with the basketball. Over to Green. Green worked on by Ame. They're not going to give up defending here. 11 seconds to go. We'll see if we got some offense. Sablin trying to put it up. Put back good. No. But he gets fouled with 6.5 seconds to go in this basketball game.
Big man, lefty. Yeah, you kind of think about the game of basketball and, you know, how the guys work hard in practice and come in. They want to get their shots up too, right?
Of course. Of course. You can understand that from Coach, who, by the way, will be talking to Coach Rostowski after the game and our post game. So stick around for that air ball on there. It's a little wide right.
No comment on that free throw, Phil?
He missed it.
Let's just say he missed it.
Second one on its way. No good. Johnson rises high, falls hard on the rebound attempt. He's holding to get up. We got a stoppage here. That was a dangerous flight. And a little bit of extracurriculars on the backside as one of the Bakersfield drillers tried to dunk it.
He was short.
It was a little short. He got up, though.
He did.
2 seconds ago, Rivera on its way. No. And that is your final. Memorial wins on their home opener on Jalen Green Jersey Retirement Night, 77-54. We'll have your post game next here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN Fresno is brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Mayonnaise, Donald P. Dick, and California Business Machines.
All right, welcome back to our post-game show here on High School Hoops here on a Wednesday night. It's the home opener. Memorial wins 77-54, your final, after a wonderful night of ceremony and pomp and circumstance for Jalen Green. And this Memorial team ready to make its mark on this season, and they do it in a way of beating Bakersfield High. And we are now joined by the head coach of San Joaquin Memorial, Brad Rosnowski, here now with us. And Brad, what a night. Why don't you flip the headset around? Let's do it the other way. There you go. you're good. One more way. Let's see if we can help him out. No, Paul, it's got to go the other way. Just flip it. Flip it. There we go. Yeah, like that.
All right.
There we go. Now I got it.
Oh, sorry about that, guys.
There you go. The mic only goes one way, unfortunately, on these things. Brad, how are we doing on
Wild night. Obviously, a great night with Jalen. I'm glad you guys got to speak with him. It was just good to get out here and play against someone else other than ourselves, and obviously it took us a while to get going, but a lot to grow on. You know, they got a good team over there. They're missing probably one of the best players in Bakersfield, if not the best player in Bakersfield, and Sheehy playing football. So they're going to be a really good team going down the stretch.
Paul, what do you got? You're working
doing
the numbers
some stats
right now.
I'm trying to my Common Core math counting
here,
skills.
Here, I'll help. No, you want to jump in with a question? I got it. Right. We go back and forth with it. So
when are you going to be able to breathe and relax a little bit? You've had a pretty crazy, I don't know, what do you want to say, 24, 48, 72 hours?
Yeah, I didn't sleep much last night. I was really excited about tonight, not only a game, but to see Jalen, and I got to spend time with him before the ceremony. So it was just great seeing that smile again.
Yeah.
He's got that same smile. He's just a great. I call him a kid because he still is. He's only 24 years old, but it's been a long 24 hours, but a fun 24 hours at the same time.
I could have listened to you for a couple more stories. You had some great stories about Jalen, ribbing him a little bit.
True one. I mean, he
$1,000 each.
Yeah. We
said that on air.
How's he not a spot? How's he not got a sponsor spot?
Yeah, you know, I figure $1,000 back in high school is a lot, but I think he's doing okay right now.
I think he's all right. Let's talk about the game tonight, right, with your team, and of course, maybe some early nerves with the group. You know, talk about the start and versus what, you know, that second quarter. What was it, 26-9? I think was the score in that second quarter. Was it just nerves at the beginning? Was it a little bit of the early jitters and trying to get the team rolling? Maybe it was some people in the gym.
I think Phil, I'll give the kids a benefit of the doubt. I think they were excited.
Yeah,
yesterday's practice, they were giddy and excited, and I think kind of threw the ball around a little bit. They kind of, you know, did what they wanted to do, and their pressure got to us. And when we can settle down, run, we got two really good players in Sajid and Parker, man. And we can go through them. We started going through Parker in the second half and got the ball inside a little bit.
Yeah.
And, a lot to work on. I mean, obviously, good to get a win first game, but we got tons to work on.
Well, I got each kid with 22. I could be off a point. I try to count really fast for Parker and Sajan. But just the unique skill set. You're probably going to be hearing this for all season, but for a good reason. To have Parker Spees at 6'9", be able to defend, rebound, eyes up, bat, you know, was able to throw that. I just mentioned just that last rebound, two defenders on him, was able to whip it around left-handed in, right? I think you know the play. It was late in the game, right?
Oh, yeah.
That led to the layup by Sadu. But just to have a player with that skill set, at least six dunks tonight as well, special player.
Yeah, he really is.
Right?
And I think I've told both of you over the years, special kid too.
Yeah.
He really is a high academic, so he probably had double-digit rebounds. I'm sure he had double-double. And, I'll brag about my two seniors all the time. I think they're pretty special.
Well, it's a great win to start this season. Like you said, Bakersfield, very athletic team that contests you in this game, and they did. We're excited to see where your season goes from here. Game one done, and got plenty more to go, some tournaments to go. Should be a fun stretch for you guys as you navigate the beginning of the season. We're off and running now.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're excited about
that. Yeah, cold and rainy outside means basketball starting, so I'm excited. And you know what? I appreciate you guys, everything you do. Great to have you guys in here, and great that Jalen got to spend some time with you. You deserve it.
Great to be here and great to be a part of this moment, and we'll remember this night for a long time.
And I got to
admit,
I snuck a selfie while we were interviewing him. It looked a little awkward, but Brad, I got to thank you again. You are an absolute class act, and you know, you treat everybody with respect, and you know, the words that Jalen had for you as well were great, and thank you for inviting us here and, you know, giving me a parking spot and coming on an interview and just doing all those things that you
guys
do.
Guys are welcome here. This is your corner here. Hope to see you guys in back in January.
Where are you at next? What do you got next?
We are off till next. We play in the Fresno Christian Showcase next. Play North Bakersfield. Good
okay.
team, yeah.
All right.
So off for a little while, so we got some time to get better.
I think
all
North
right.
was at Selen last year.
Yeah, good team, good
so
program
good.
Over there.
There you go. All right, Brad, good
Thanks,
luck
guys.
This season.
Right.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it as always. And great to have Brad spend some time with us on this broadcast and talk about his team. And, Paul, this is a team that's got a lot of eyeballs on it. A lot of eyeballs. And we're a lot of eyeballs on them tonight. And I'm sure we'll be following this journey of this team. You were pouring over the stats before Brad came over here. So I want to give you the opportunity to talk about some stats tonight. Anything stand out to you from the book?
Well, you know, just watching these guys the last couple of years, and you know, Oliver Wanju, the sophomore, did some really good things tonight. He's an impact player as well. You know, Ty Shock, he's a shooter, and you know, today you know, didn't have, it's like you got 3, 4, 5, you know, 6 points tonight, helped score us in the first half, had those couple early fouls, but he's a weapon. Sadu was really good tonight in patches, especially second quarter on, right?
Yep.
And, this is a team, Phil, that does a lot of little things right. Even early in the season, I saw a few things that I really liked. Defensively, they did a good job. I think when Spies is out of the ball game, I think rebounding, right? We'll keep an eye on. You know, he's got to stay out of foul trouble. Yeah. I saw him give, you know, Spies about a minute and a half rest as I get back in the basketball game. So, right, you know, rebounding the basketball is going to be big for this Memorial team. You know, cohesive wise, you see a lot of good things. They know where each other is at in different spots. Depth might be a little bit of an issue with them. You know, they don't want to get those guys in foul trouble. But, you know, there's a long basketball season, but we saw a pretty darn good San Joaquin Memorial basketball team, one of the more legendary programs in the state of California.
What a treat.
Yep.
What a treat. We don't know where we're going to do next High School Hoops. We got to actually lock down the schedule here, Paul, for real.
So we usually come back with a full, like, three-month
advance. I got a whole thing set up.
We got to
workshop that. So we don't know our next High School Hoops broadcast. What I will say is we do know where we're going to be
Friday
in a couple days. And we're excited to be calling that Friday Night Lights 1AA Section Championship. That is next time you'll hear us, which will be Central East versus Clovis. Paul, that's going to be fun on Friday.
I can't wait. It's one versus two. Tons of storylines in that one. So a couple top-line quarterbacks. You might have heard of the one for Clovis High, suiting up for the Cougars for his fourth season, his first Central Section Championship, Deegan Rowe. So,
yeah,
lots of fun stuff to talk about on Friday.
We'll look forward to it, and we cannot wait. That'll be a 6:30 pregame with a 7 p.m. kickoff from Collegiate Stadium. All right, I believe we can take a break and say goodbye for this broadcast. I think that is the case, and that's what we will do. Paul, great job on the broadcast. I think the basketball chops are back.
It's just like riding a bike.
It's just like riding a bike.
Right.
We love
it. Put the headset out and call what we see.
Exactly. All right. San Joaquin Memorial. Paul, great job for you.
Great job by you.
For Paul Leff, for Paul, Paul Matters. For Jalen Green for joining us, and for Jorge producing, for Joe who's doing the video. You'll see some of the cool video from tonight as well on our social medias.
Thanks to Frank.
Frank Poocher.
Director.
Thanks to Brad, all of the people who helped set this up. Justin Hulskamp as well. Juice, as they call him. For all those people, I'm Phil Benatti saying good night from San Joaquin Memorial. 77-54, your final, the Panthers over Bakersfield.
You've been listening to High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN Fresno, brought to you by Bowman & Associates, Fashion Furniture, A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, Roger Dunn Golf Shops, FFB Bank, Pioneer Equipment, Thiessen Duker, Madera Toyota Chevrolet, Precision Civil Engineering, Mayan Eds, Donald P. Dick, Valley Athletics, and California Business Machines.